WTOP traffic.
Let's get a check of our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the evening, very warm considering the time of year. Temperatures will fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s, and will settle into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon may trigger a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder, 85 to 90 degrees, partly cloudy on Wednesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin of the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we're checking in at 88 here in the nation's capital.
At 559.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
breaking news. At least three law enforcement officers are shot to death as they tried to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The deadline is passed, but students remain at Columbia University's pro-Palestinian encampment. Suspensions have started there.
Plus, we'll have an update on ongoing demonstrations at George Washington University here in D.C.
Two teenagers charged as adults in the recent mass shooting in a Greenbelt park. I'm Dick Iuliano.
With this weather, some people say they're not ready for the 90s.
I'd like to kind of ease into it a little bit.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
Apple looking to take AI to the next level. We're going to talk about it with CBS News.
And on Wall Street, the Dow picks up 146.
6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. We are following two big stories this hour, including the situation at Columbia University, which is now suspending students for ignoring an order to clear campus amid pro-Palestinian protests. But first, we have the latest on a deadly shooting in Charlotte. Here's Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
There were three members of the U.S. Marshals Task Force who were pronounced deceased, and there were four CMPD officers who were shot, one being in critical condition, who is now in the hospital.
Officers had been serving a fugitive warrant when shooting started. He says a shooting suspect is also dead.
We're staying out here. Thank you.
Student protesters at Columbia now risk getting suspended after ignoring a deadline from the school today to clear tents from campus. School spokesperson Ben Chang.
Students who agreed to leave and sign a form committing to abide by university policies will be allowed to complete the semester. Students who do not will be placed on suspension, ineligible to complete the semester or graduate.
Outside the school's gates,
this has everything to do with Jew hatred, nothing to do with free and Palestine.
Protests are growing, with members of the Jewish community now weighing in. At the University of Texas at Austin, police in riot gear arrested several protesters today. Students were also cuffed at the University of Georgia and Virginia Tech. And this comes as the U.S. pushes for Hamas to agree to a new ceasefire with Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls it generous.
In this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
Cleanup continues today following a series of devastating tornadoes in Oklahoma. This woman's in hard-hit Sulphur.
My husband said, run, grab the dogs, get in the interior room. It was about a count of 3, 2, 1 after we closed that bathroom door that it hit the house.
The storms killed at least four people there, and that same system's now threatening millions along the Gulf. The CDC says at least three women have now contracted HIV from vampire facials. The beauty trend involves a blood draw that extracts platelets, which are then injected back into a patient's face. And a 46-year-old man battling cancer won that massive $1.3 billion lottery prize earlier this month in Oregon.
I cannot win it. I can win it. But I didn't think I was going to win this big.
Fourth biggest Powerball prize in history. He says he plans to use it on chemo treatments. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on WTOP, Monday, April 29th, 2024. Still plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat at 88 in D.C. Good evening. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour. Colleges around the country are imploring student protesters of the war in Gaza to clear out tent encampments with rising levels of urgency. Police used pepper sprays. They made more arrests today at the University of Texas, and protesters at Columbia University ignored an ultimatum for students to leave the encampment there or face suspension.
Now, here in our region at George Washington University, it's the last day of classes as the demonstrations have ramped up to another level. Before the sun came up, police were escorting a student out of University Yard. Well, that's when protesters started taking down the metal barriers and retaking their encampment. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports from near there.
Protester Selena Al-Shahabi spent 80 hours inside the barricaded encampment. So when demonstrators dismantled the barriers,
I was like, oh my God, this feels just so amazing. The feeling of liberation, it felt so amazing. And I wish the people of Gaza could feel this.
About 100 tents now cover GW's University Yard and H Street. The school insists they vacate the area immediately, but demonstrators are ready to stay as long as it takes.
They are willing to stand up for humanity and stand up for justice. And in reality, not a lot of people in the world can do that. Not a lot of people in the world can take that stand. And I think that's why it's been so refreshing being around these people, because they truly inspire me.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Now, in the past hour, the GW Hatchet student newspaper reports a musical demonstration has been held at the center of University Yard. Stay with us here on WTOP. We'll have the latest all through the evening.
A development tonight to tell you about. Two teens have been arrested and charged with a mass shooting that happened earlier this month after hundreds of them got together for a senior skip day at a park in Greenbelt. WTOP's Dick Liano reports the five young people were shot and injured earlier this month.
The Greenbelt Police Chief and Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy returned to Schramm Hills Park, the scene of the shooting, to announce the arrests.
Two young persons have been identified and taken into custody.
Five young people were shot and wounded in the park on Hanover Parkway during an unsanctioned senior skip day. Braveboy, in her remarks, reclaimed the term.
This is truly a beautiful park, and it is a safe park. And it will continue to be safe.
As for the 14 and 16-year-olds arrested,
these two individuals have been charged as adults.
The charges against the two include attempted murder and gun charges.
This should never have happened.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
606, there were no violations of the emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor. That curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them from 5 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The new rules were put into place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in that fighting, vandalism, and stealing at National Harbor.
We have an update now on the Key Bridge salvage and recovery effort there after 5 weeks. The deeper temporary channel known as the Fort McHenry Limited Access Channel was closed at 6 this morning. The Coast Guard opened that channel last Thursday near the bridge site to allow some larger commercial ships to get in and out of the Port of Baltimore. The port says about 80 longshoremen handled 1,000 containers from those ships at the port over the weekend. Right now, the cleanup effort is focused on refloating the big cargo ship called the Dolly and removing it from near the collapse site. The Army Corps of Engineers is still expected to open the deepest channel at the Port of Baltimore at the end of next month.
6:07, last time we checked the calendar, it showed we were in spring, right? Doesn't feel like it this evening, does it? WTOP's Nick Iannelli has been speaking with folks to find out how they are coping with the sudden 90-degree temperatures.
It'd be a little easier to go out and do some exercise if it wasn't quite so warm.
Larry Rickards says it's nice to be out in the sun, but not if it feels like you're baking. So when you hear someone say they're not ready for this weather, what do you say?
I'm saying I'm with them. I'm not ready for it either. I'd like to kind of ease into it a little bit, but it's kind of a shock. It's like getting slapped.
It was cold on Saturday. We had our heat on.
Kathleen Texera says perfect spring weather is feeling like it's always just out of reach.
It'd be nice to get a break on going from heat to AC. I'm not ready for 90-degree weather. Too hot, too soon.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
The local company that brought you the moonwalk may get bigger. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Before you use AI to transform your agency, you need to begin with trust. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
It's 608.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks with Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On the Capitol Beltway through Maryland and Virginia, we've got some rush hour congestion lingering in Virginia on the outer loop between 66 and Gallows Road, Telegraph Road and the Wilson Bridge, Interloop near the Legion Bridge, and Interloop in Maryland through Silver Spring and College Park. Just volume delays on the Beltway. In College Park, MDOT heralding the beginning of the end of the years-long Route 1 improvement project. Final paving starts this week, the agency says. Route 1 southbound at Irwin Road down to one lane late this afternoon. You're getting by to the right past the road work. Still heavy on 270 northbound near the spur merge in Clarksburg. We've only had minor incidents briefly blocking over the past hour, but those have been quickly pushed out of the way. 95 and BW Parkway rush hour traffic starting to settle down. Free flow on 50 between Bowie and the Bay Bridge. In Virginia on 66 westbound, just brief delays near Fairfax and Centerville. 395 southbound, the distraction of a crash lined up on the right shoulder on the lead up to Glebe Road. Southbound before Duke Street. The distraction on the right shoulder, but the lanes and the ramps are open. 95 south, just a slight slowdown at the Occoquan River. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Forecast now from Steve Rudin.
As we move through the early evening, plenty of sunshine to enjoy with that sunset at 7:59. We are going to see our temperatures slowly fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s, and by early tomorrow morning, we're in the 60s. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon and evening, it comes through with very little fanfare, perhaps a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder, high temperatures 85 to 90 degrees. Lingering showers early Wednesday, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s, near 85 on Thursday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hot time, summer in the city, here in the spring. We've got 89 in Alexandria, 89 Penn Quarter, 88 in Columbia, and we're all brought to you this afternoon by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
NBC streaming service Peacock is raising the price by $2, $8 for the ad-supported version, $14 for the ad-free one. Prices go into effect in July, just ahead of the Olympics. Another D.C. restaurant is closing, citing a lease and the cost of doing business in the district. McIntyre's Pub in Woodley Park will close for good next week. The restaurant operator's company is disbanding. McLean-based Intelsat has reportedly resumed potential merger talks with European satellite company SES that would double its size. Intelsat was founded in 1964. And broadcast the first moonwalk. The Dow finished today up 146 points. The S&P 500 up 16. The Nasdaq closed up 55 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Meineke, engines, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke is your one-stop shop for total car care. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on WTOP, you may not be ready to use artificial intelligence, but more of it is apparently coming to your iPhone and iPad. We'll go in depth with a tech contributor at CBS. It's 6:12.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Hey,
everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Later this hour, we're following breaking news from Charlotte, North Carolina. CBS News reports at least three law enforcement officers were killed there while they were serving a warrant. We're going to have a special report. First, we'll have more from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Bibbo, general manager at BMW of Sterling. There's a perception that repair costs at a BMW store can be too expensive. Stop already with the too expensive. Make sure to ask about value service. That's BMW's way of lowering repair expenses to compete with independent shops and repair facilities. You get factory-trained technicians, manufacturer parts with warranties, complimentary loaner cars, and lower costs. Ask about value service to learn about the significant savings that are available to you. Come see us at BMW of Sterling or visit us at bmwofsterling.com.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 6:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Apple's next product launch is signaling a major shift for the tech giant into artificial intelligence hardware. Next week, Apple is set to unveil its latest iPad at a Let Loose event, and then in June, Apple will announce a new slate of generative AI freak features.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur joined us earlier to talk more about Apple ramping up AI.
All of our iPhones and iPads and Macs have been using artificial intelligence technologies in various ways for a long time, right? For example, oftentimes there are features that allow us to more easily edit a photo or even to take a photo in low light, but it looks pretty okay. And that's all AI already. What Apple is working on for this year, as rumors have suggested, is that Apple is going to be adding a lot more of this, what we call generative AI, right? Which is this idea of technology that can create basically photos or videos or text based on a very basic prompt, right? So, you know, I would type in, you know, help me write an email to my boss apologizing that I was a little late today, and it would help me to write that email versus me having to write it myself.
Now, is Apple out front on this kind of technology? Is this considered revolutionary for the tech industry in general?
This stuff has been growing in popularity over the last couple of years in particular, right? OpenAI, which is one of the most popular startups out there, their ChatGPT has become one of the most widely used consumer products on the planet. And part of its success has been that this type of technology is useful for certain things, right? It's useful to help people kind of imagine what they could do, either putting together a letter or being able to even write a limerick for a birthday. I mean, you name it. And so in a lot of ways, Apple introducing this in their technologies is not going to be revolutionary in the same way as OpenAI has kind of changed the way the tech industry looks. But what Apple tends to do is when it introduces these things, it tends to be a lot easier to use, which ends up helping kind of make the stuff even more popular.
And in the 30 seconds we have left, there are some people who are concerned about AI showing up on their phone, on their iPad, on their laptop, yeah, whatever it might be. What is in place for us to protect ourselves? Because even Facebook in the last week with Meta and AI on their search function now, you have to physically go in and try to turn it off. Right. Are you going to have those opportunities as the industry grows more and more and we see more and more AI on our hardware?
It's going to be harder, honestly, to turn it all off because AI is broadly also just being integrated into so many different technologies. part of Apple's approach, according to the rumors, is that it's going to add in a lot more privacy features so that at least you can feel more comfortable with it. But generally speaking, this is a trend that, regardless of it's a bubble or not for the industry, where we're going to see more and more AI that we can't just turn off.
That's CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Three law enforcement officers, including a deputy at the U.S. Marshals Service, are shot to death in North Carolina. We have a special report ahead.
Israel-Hamas war protesters arrested in Texas while others defy Columbia University's demand to leave camp in New York City, with suspensions happening on that campus.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
It's 6:18. Time for traffic and weather together on the 8th. Back to the traffic center and Dave Dildine.
I-395 from southwest to Springfield. Southbound traffic sluggish. King Street to Duke Street. Flatbed getting into position to load a crash-damaged car, but blocking the far right exit lane to accomplish that. Through lanes are open on 395 south, but rubbernecking will be a factor. Farther south, just a slight slowdown at the Occoquan on 95. 66, rush hour pretty much over. Some lingering congestion on the Beltway outer loop near 66. Route 1 to the Wilson Bridge and Interloop. Georgetown Pike up to River Road. Also still heavy on the interloop from 355 toward Georgia Avenue and 270 northbound coming off the spur toward Montrose Road. College Park, Route 1 southbound near Berwyn Road. Road work, one right lane getting by on Route 1. 95 and BW Parkway, nothing much to write home about. Heavy traffic on the parkway northbound leaving Greenbelt. Route 50, clear sailing between the Beltway and the Bay Bridge. DC Fire and EMS running a new crash southbound on 295 near River Terrace. And back in Prince George's County on 210, fire rescue units going for a new crash reported to them southbound on 210 between Fort Washington Road and Swan Creek Road. No one does travel like Amtrak. That's because now more kids ages 2 to 12 ride for 50% off. Book now at Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply. Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we head through the early evening, we'll look for plenty of sunshine and very warm temperatures considering the time of year, falling through the 80s into the 70s and by early tomorrow morning, the 60s. A cold front will arrive tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. It may allow a few showers and thunderstorms to develop, but many neighborhoods will stay totally dry. Highs for the day, 80 to 85 degrees. As we move into the day on Wednesday, temperatures hold in the 80s, and Thursday we're around 85 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Still lots of sunshine. We have 86 degrees in Northwest D.C., 88 at Reagan National, 87 degrees at BWI Marshall. It's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up on WTOP, the latest on the breaking news out of Charlotte. Three law enforcement officers shot to death while trying to serve a warrant later, boosting security at local elementary schools. 620.
Hi, it's Jumi Olubanji.
And Tony Perkins from News 4 Today. And the best part of our morning is you.
We love hearing why more of you wake up with News 4 Today.
This is the team that helps me rise and shine. The energy that you guys, it comes through the TV.
The banter, the humor.
You guys are relatable.
I don't watch anything else but Town of Four.
You're my family.
You so and you're a part of our family, too.
Join us for News 4 Today on NBC4, weekday morning starting at 4 a.m.
We're working for you.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Breaking news on WTOP.
CBS News special report. Today we lost some heroes. That from police in Charlotte, North Carolina, after officers were killed while serving a warrant at a home around 1:30 p.m. local time. Police Chief Johnny Jennings says one suspect died in the front home of the residence, and two more people were inside who they're calling persons of interest.
Tragically, there were three
members of the U.S. Marshals Task Force who were pronounced deceased.
He says in all, 8 law enforcement officers were shot by the suspects at the house. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles.
The most that I can ask of our community is that we honor and respect them for all the work that they've done, all the work that we will do to make it possible for our city to be safer.
Police say a high-powered rifle was involved with the suspect, who they say was a convicted felon. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
Keep it here on WTOP throughout the evening for updates on that continuing story there. A call for more security for the youngest students in Loudoun County schools. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the proposal is among the recommendations from a group that's reviewing the school district's safety plans.
The school district already has resource officers assigned to every middle and high school, but the group of law enforcement personnel, teachers, and principals is suggesting the county expand the scope of that program.
It has been one of the items that's come up from parents of the possibility of adding SROs to elementary schools.
Dan Adams is the school system's public information officer. In elementary schools, he says they don't have to be police officers.
We also have our SSOs, or our school safety officers. So those are LCPS employees. They're not sworn law enforcement officers.
The county could also explore security help from an outside firm. Adams explains the presence isn't just helpful for boosting security.
We're also, you know, looking at things like medical emergencies.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Mom and pop shops are being celebrated here in D.C. this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us the mayor kicked off Small Business Week with the owners of a new store on Rhode Island Avenue.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser cuts the ribbon outside the newly renovated space for Bandura Designs on Rhode Island Avenue, renovations that were aided by city grants.
We're grateful to our small business owners who serve us.
Jennifer Ferris owns the interior design company.
I am so grateful to be a part of this block.
Also during the kickoff, the mayor announced 64 recipients of robust retail grants, which give up to $10,000 to businesses.
For payroll, for new equipment, rent, or anything else that they need.
Also during the week, support events for small businesses will be held. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Rob is here. We're talking baseball, Nats.
That's right. Starting in a few minutes, the Nationals will go for their first 4-game sweep of the Marlins in 10 years. Their first sweep of a 4-gamer against anyone since the World Series season back in 2019. The 1-2 Jake Irvin gets a start tonight opposite the winless Trevor Rogers. Up against